This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1140, surprising feedback for Riaz's overall 8.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll meet Riaz, a 3-key student who got an overall 8 on his most recent IELTS exam. Find out how personal feedback was the key to increasing his IELTS writing and speaking scores so you can look honestly at your own preparation and increase your scores.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesome guest today who I have been waiting to come on the show for months because he's been working so hard. I'm so excited. Riaz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jessica. Hi. Hi, everyone.
So, Riaz, you are here because you just got amazing scores on your IELTS exam. But before we get to those scores, I want to give everyone an outline of your story before these scores because you put in so much time and effort. And I want everybody to know that hard work pays off. And also, what should they be doing right now? So, Riaz, can you give us an outline of your IELTS journey?
Well, I gave my first IELTS test last year. Even that time, I was enrolled with your program. And I think about 2 months before my test, I signed up for your program. And that went really well. I had pretty good scores.
Okay.
Less than what I was expecting.
Oh, gosh. That is the most frustrating experience.
Right.
And I know students listening have had that when, like, you take the test and it's half a band away from what you need. That's so frustrating. What were your scores that first time?
Our first time, I think my scores were for listening 9, 8.5 reading. It was the other way around, I think. Listening 8.5, reading 9, 7.5 in writing, and speaking 7.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Those are amazing scores. That's a really high score. What was wrong with those scores?
Yeah, I was looking for 7.5 and above in speaking, and I got 7. Okay. So that was the only thing that was low.
That's interesting, because for a lot of students, it's the writing that is holding them back. They're like at a 6.5, but they need a 7. But for you, it was speaking. So how did you decide what to do after that? I mean, did you decide to take the test like immediately again, or did you decide to wait a certain amount of time to prepare, or like, what did you do next?
Actually, my scores weren't that bad either. So used the same scores last year, and it was working well. But then later on, 6 months down the line, I realized that I need a little more improvement in the score. So then I decided to take it again.
So if speaking was the half band difference, did you just only focus on speaking, or did you also sort of review all of the other sections to maintain those scores?
Frankly, yes, I had to review all of the sections. Good. Yes.
Okay. Because I'm asking you that. I mean, I thought you did that, but I want right. everyone out there to realize right. that right. even if they get high scores and they have to take the test again just for one section, you guys, you still have to keep up those other scores. I've seen right. students do that. Like they end up like increasing their writing score by the half band they need, but right. then all the other scores go down.
Right, right. That was my biggest worry, in fact, yeah, for the second time.
I bet. Yeah, because you got such high scores the first time in the other right. three sections. Okay, right. So how did you prepare between that first exam and the second exam?
When I decided to take the exam again, then 30 days before the test, I again signed up with you. I connected with you and okay. Worked on yeah. those one-on-one sessions. I think that day really helped.
Okay. Yeah. Students, I said I've been waiting for him to come on the show. I was so excited because I got to work with Riaz in these VIP sessions to help with the speaking. So let's dig into that a little bit. Like from these sessions, from my advice, from the work you put in, what do you think was the difference between that speaking score? Like, what helped you increase that speaking score?
I think the kind of inputs that you gave, like my tone and my quality of voice and all those things, that kind okay. of advice really helped. And perhaps that thing was like a nugget of gold for me.
So the pronunciation, do you think, was like the right. main difference? Okay, that's
yes,
interesting.
Yes, right, right.
Because exactly. that's something a lot of students ignore, I feel like. I mean, students are always like, oh, my grammar is terrible. My vocab isn't enough. And so often it's the pronunciation is the key to actually increase
right,
your score.
Right, right. I never realized that before that pronunciation was as important.
So what did you change in your pronunciation?
Well, I tried to be more energetic and excited, right? That was the thing that helped, right?
How did you practice changing that? Because like we say pronunciation can be the easiest way to increase your speaking right. score, but that doesn't mean it's easy to change your pronunciation at the same time, right? Because you have to sort of
right, right.
feel silly. Like it feels weird to try and sound excited. So like, what did you do to help your pronunciation change?
I did a couple of things. The most important was to work on practice sessions with you. The speaking practice sessions. So that really helped boosting my confidence.
Yeah.
Another thing that you had suggested was to mimic other speakers, native speakers. So awesome. I picked up some videos on YouTube and tried to mimic them.
Who did you try to mimic?
Well, I don't remember anyone in particular, but I okay. just picked up any random videos.
Okay. That's awesome. So Riaz, let's go back a little bit. What were all of your scores the second time you took the exam?
Second time, I think my listening was 9, reading was 8.5, writing increased by half a band, so it was 8.
Rad.
Yeah.
And speaking?
And speaking was 7.5, so Woo! That increased as well.
Awesome. All right. We haven't even talked about the writing yet. And I'm sure a lot of students out there are like, right. Speaking is fine, but how do you get a 7.5, let alone an 8 in writing? Right. So could you give us a couple tips, Riaz? Why is your writing score so amazing?
Again, I would say that getting that personalized feedback on my essays was the key.
Okay, yeah.
So every small detail was looked into. I got feedback from you and Aubrey. Mm-hmm. And that was the only thing that I did, really.
Okay.
Apart from that, I did not do anything else.
Well, I mean, you learned all the three keys strategies right. for writing first, right?
That's true. That's true. That I did last. That I did yeah. last year.
Don't leave that out.
Right.
Okay. So what were there any surprises in the writing feedback? Because like, I think this is the most important thing for getting writing feedback from a professional is that you can learn all the strategies yourself, right? You can study our templates. You can see our model essays. You can do all of that. But then it's not always easy to know if you are employing those strategies correctly. And the scoring system is so complex. That's why examiners have to be trained a lot, because we need to understand the scoring system, right? So that's the thing about getting feedback, is like, there may be these little things you're doing, you don't even realize it's hurting your score. So were there any surprises like that for you in your feedback?
Yes, definitely. Sometimes I used to miss out on supporting my ideas or not supporting them enough. Yeah, and in fact, for my exam, I had a very tricky topic as such, because I had to write advantages, disadvantages, as well as I believe opinion about it, something like that. So that was a huge. There was three things I had to write, and I had to give examples and support all three of them. So that was something different.
Mixed essays are so hard, especially when you know what you're supposed to be doing. Like, you know, you have to support everything. And then you get this question with like three different things to write about. So how do you do that? So can you tell us how you planned that essay, or how you organized that essay? Did you still have four paragraphs?
Yes, I still had four paragraphs, but what I did is I clubbed my advantages, two advantages. I was taught from your side that I had to write at least two.
Yep.
Right. So two advantages and two disadvantages, and two supporting ideas for each of them.
Wow.
And then my opinion. So I really had a hard time putting that together. So I wrote two advantages in a single sentence, and supported an example that worked for both of them.
Nice. Okay.
And I did the same thing for the disadvantages as well.
Oh my gosh, that is so clever. So the advantages and disadvantages were in paragraph two, and then your opinion was paragraph three?
No, my opinion, I believe, was in the first, I don't remember exactly, one of the paragraphs I had my opinion, and one of the paragraphs was advantages and disadvantages.
Oh, okay, perfect. So guys, this is a great takeaway today, in case you get a really hard question like this. You don't have to have a whole separate paragraph for your opinion. This is something I see students making mistakes on, and then they end up with like a five paragraph essay or six paragraph essay, and one of the paragraphs is just like a sentence, because they don't know how to accomplish everything. So always stick to a four paragraph essay template. Doesn't matter what the question is. And as long as you just add your opinion into the advantages or into the disadvantages, you're accomplishing everything. Perfect. And that's basically an argument essay, right? Advantage, disadvantage. Okay, awesome. So finally, these first two scores, which are the highest, the listening and reading, do you have any tips for preparing for these scores? Here's a more specific question. Do you feel like doing test practice is more important than just listening overall to podcasts or movies and proving that, or like reading newspapers and books? What do you think is more important, the test practice or like the comprehension practice?
I think for me, listening and reading were never an issue, because I have been an avid reader for years. And so that wasn't an issue. But still, I think the tips that you had in your course, like how to quickly scan through, or like, you know, the answers are generally in the two lines. So those things really helped me.
Okay.
And especially in listening, I was able to pick out the keywords while I'm listening to, because they stress on them.
Yes. Yeah. That's a little secret we give you in the course. I'll sometimes, especially in sections 1 and 4, I have found this is more common that the speaker that you're listening to will like emphasize the answer words. And that's just a little hint for you guys that that's an answer.
Right.
And I'm always surprised when IELTS does that. I'm like, don't you feel like you're making that easy? But students still don't realize that's a thing.
Right, right.
So knowing the test is definitely very important. But one last thing on that reading description that you gave about your performance on there and your ability is that even if you are an avid reader, as you said, I think for some people, like natives, for example, if they go in as an avid reader, but never having studied the test or practiced the test, they're just going to assume like, oh, it's fine. I'm just going to read everything and answer the questions. And that's still not going to work, you guys. So you still need these test tricks and strategies. All right. So Riaz, now that you have these amazing scores, what does this mean for you? Like you're done. You're done with IELTS. Now what? What does this get you?
So I'm planning to apply for immigration. So that's going to help me land into North America.
Woohoo! That's so awesome. I'm so excited. You and your lovely wife, may I add, who also studied with us and also got amazing scores. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Fantastic. All right, Riaz, do you have any last words of inspiration for other people out there who are hearing your scores and are like, oh my gosh, that's impossible. I can never do that. What would you say to those students out there?
I would really say that if they're listening to this podcast, then they should for sure consider joining your class, because that's a single most important thing that I think that has helped me improve my scores. And really your course as well as your one-on-one sessions are like a gold mine. And I really say it with all my with all my humbleness. I'm not really trying to boast it, but yeah, that's the reality.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's awesome. I love teaching, so I'm glad it's working out.
Right. Your advice was absolutely spot on all the time. And I'm really, really glad that I found you guys.
Awesome. Well, me too, Riaz. I looked forward to all of our sessions. Whenever we, and so many of our students are like this, you're so motivated and you're so capable.
Right.
And it's just like, just thirsty for this feedback, right? Because you know that you can do it. And between, from one session to the other, I can see improvements. And as a teacher, I cannot ask to be more satisfied, right? I'm like, you're listening. It's working. That's amazing.
Right.
All right.
Only if we know, what to focus on, then that definitely helps speed up the process.
For sure, yeah. Or else the process just dies. It just stalls. You can't go any further. All right. So, guys, if you want to check out the same program that Riaz is talking about, Three Keys IELTS, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you can always ask us questions, support@allearsenglish.com, if you are unsure about anything. All right, Riaz, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you, Jessica, and Happy New Year once again.
Yay! Woo! Happy New Year to you. All right, bye, Riaz.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.